You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Known as the smallest mountain range in the world, the Sutter Buttes are about an hour drive north of Sacramento and hard to miss among the agricultural landscape outside Yuba City. But a push to change its name has sparked debate. Earlier this year, a petition was filed to change Sutter Buttes' name to Sacred Buttes, citing John Sutter's history of colonization and abuse of Native Californians during the Gold Rush. But Sutter County Supervisors came out against the proposal, and around 1,500 people signed a petition to leave the Sutter Buttes' name unchanged. We're going to hear perspectives both for and against the name change. We're starting off with Sutter County Supervisor Mike Ziegenmeier, whose district includes the Sutter Buttes and opposes the name change. Supervisor Ziegenmeier, welcome to Insight. Thank you for taking the time.
No, I appreciate you having me.
Well, just starting off, what does this mountain range mean to the county and to the community?
It means it's home. You know, we're the Sutter Huskies, the Sutter Junior Huskies. We have almost over 200 businesses in our community that have Sutter as their name. And for us, it's history. And we love the name the Sutter Buttes, but at the same time, we don't look past history. So we believe in history. A matter of fact, one thing that we did in 2020, we actually made it. We've always had an exhibit of John Sutter in our museum, but in 2020, we actually listed all the controversial nature of John Sutter and really honestly explored everything that he did in the past. We wanted to make sure that people, when they walked through our museum, they knew the history of everything, of John Sutter. The good and the bad.
Yeah, I mean, and not only are you opposing this name change, if I'm correct, you know, your colleagues at the County Board of Supervisors also opposed this name change. And there was also a petition that was circulated with some 1,500 signatures. What went into this effort to oppose renaming Sutter Buttes?
So when I first heard about, where do we get most of our news headlines? Social media, you know, and then I received an email and, you know, I was actually pretty blown away, but, you know, we've seen this going on up and down the state. You know, it's happening over in Kelseyville, you know, but different reasoning. I believe there's different reasoning, you know, so you can't, they're not all equal. But so when we first heard about it, you know, I was born and raised in Yuba City, but I've lived in Sutter my whole life. I live literally about 500 feet from the base of the Sutter Buttes. You know, I coached high school football at Sutter High School, which is at the base of the Sutter Buttes. I, along with my family and fellow constituents, walk up and down the Buttes many times throughout the year. And so I made sure that the community and so forth knew about this possible name change. And it just blew up. I mean, I was receiving text messages, emails from people that grew up in Sutter that lived all over the world and said, wow, we just heard that they're considering changing the name of the Sutter Buttes. And I said, yeah, I started a petition and I'm, you know, circling it around. And we had amazing businesses in town that said, we want one. And from every business to even the local cemetery in town to the gas stations, that they put them out there and people signed away. And we had signatures sent in from all over. And they, you know, we love the name, the Sutter Buttes. We love the Buttes. The Buttes will always be the Sutter Buttes to us. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, the one thing that we wanted to make perfectly clear about this whole thing is the respect to history and so forth. You know, John Sutter did some very bad things. And, you know, there's a lot of historic figures that, you know, did a lot of great things, but they did some bad things too. And we want to make sure that history is not repeated and we learn from history and we respect the tribes that were there before us. And therefore, when you walk into our museum, you know, we have that on full display.
When you made those changes, for example, to the museum, was there collaborations with Native and tribal communities? And I ask that because, you know, I know that you've had a lot of response from people who agree with you and don't want the name to be changed. But there's also, you know, other perspectives and other sides. There are tribes and supporters of the name change. So what conversations are you having and collaboration are you having with people that may not agree with your stance?
Oh, I 100%. Yeah, I actually reached out to a tribal member of a tribe, and I respectfully asked. I said, you know, I love the name of the Sutter Buttes, but it's not just a Mike Ziegemeier, Sutter County Supervisor, likes the name. I have a community that I represent, and I'm, you know, as an elected official of my district, I wanted to ask the district how they felt. And I could honestly say I had two constituents that came up and said, you know, we would be in favor of changing the name. So, and I have to respect that as well, you know, and because like I said, but overwhelmingly over 1600 signatures, they wanted to keep the name the same. So it was a unanimous vote from the board that we would send in the letter requesting that the name be kept the same as Sutter Buttes. But like I said, it's one of those things where I completely respect the tribes, and I think what's happened in the past is just horrendous, I should say. You know, a lot of bad things happened. And it just...
You know, there are some, we had a similar action happen here because obviously, I mean, I know that your county is called Sutter County. You mentioned you have over 200 businesses with the name Sutter in addition to the mountain range that we're talking about. You know, that exists here in Sacramento as well. And Sutter Middle School in the city was renamed to Miwok Middle School last year. And the reason why was to address the historical wrongs and actions of colonization and violence. Does that have a place in Sutter County and with your constituents?
Well, I think everyone here, it goes back to respect of what's happened in the past. I mean, you know, but in that area, how did they, in Sacramento there, how was that, what was the sequence of events there? Was it an overwhelming support of changing the name? Did they talk about the past? Did they, you know, for us here in Sutter County, we felt it was responsible for us to, in our museum, you know, we only had part of the story of John Sutter, but in 2020, you know, we added more. We really dug into a lot of what John Sutter did before and after. And it, I mean, you look at from his farming operations to his hog farms, to be one of the largest agriculture enterprises in the Sacramento Valley. So, you know, you good and bad. And we wanted to make sure that the history was there that showed, that really showed everything. And we believe in history. You know, you learn from history, but like I said, in my community, we respectfully, you know, we want to keep the name of the Sutter Buttes the same, Sutter Buttes.
Yeah, the Sutter Buttes, if I'm correct, previously it was named the Marysville Buttes, right?
Yeah, correct.
And that name change was back in the 1940s or early 1950s, I believe. So what is the difference with this name change compared to one that happened, you know, 70 years ago?
Yeah, 1949, actually. I think it's the difference is the different mindset in our community. And the mindset is that we're going to respect history, but we want to keep our statues, our memorials, our names the same. And but we're still going to respect history. Matter of fact, we talked about even putting a memorial up in the Buttes, actually, for the past tribes that have been, you know, that used to live there. I think that's huge. You know, you know, but, you know, I've been talking for about the last 4 years about, you know, we had a YouTube pilot who passed away in a training accident there. a few years back, you know. So we are, takes a little time, but I think there's a few memorials that we're overdue on up there.
Finally, Supervisor, I mean, the next time the state committee can make this recommendation or make a decision on this would be next spring in March. And that recommendation would go to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, which can officially make any name change for properties and territories that are on federal maps. So what are the next steps for you? It's the end of November. You organized that petition. What work do you have in store for you before, you know, the committee potentially takes this up in March?
My education, you know, just to educate the public in what's happening and give them the timelines. I'll be at that meeting, and hopefully I'll have a couple of constituents that show up as well. You know, the Sutter Buttes, it's got that special meaning with us, you know. It's no matter how far away you move from home, it's always home, the Sutter Buttes. And I heard that from a lot of people talking about their stories, you know, having grown up there, walking up to the water tower with their parents through high school, being on the wrestling program, jogging up there every day to the water tower. You know, I have quite a bit of friends and, you know, they have family members and parents that still live up there. And if you ask every owner that lives in the Sutter Buttes right now, they would probably say we want to keep the name the same. Everyone's going to say, you know, they respect history. And, you know, no one's putting John Sutter up on a pedestal. You know, that's not what we're doing here. You know, we're talking about, we love the name Sutter Buttes. It's our community. It's what we call home now. It's our home now. And we're going to respect the past and make sure the story's out there, that generations can ride their bikes through the Buttes and stop and see a memorial that talks about the tribes there. I remember going on field trips with when I was a kid, going on field trips with my current kids walking up there and with the Sutter Buttes Middle Mountain Foundation, and they're telling the story of the tribes and Mighty Indians, that used to inhabit the Buttes, and it is it's pretty awesome. It's really awesome.
Well, Supervisor Zingenmeyer, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your perspective.
No, I really appreciate you taking the time and talking about this. I think, I got to respect both sides, you know, so.
Mike Zingenmeyer is Sutter County's District 3 Supervisor, discussing the opposition to changing the name of Sutter Buttes to Sacred Buttes. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and we're going to hear another perspective. Joining us now is Shelley Covert, the tribal spokesperson for the Nevada City Rancheria Nisenan Tribe, which has a strong cultural connection to the Buttes. Welcome, Shelley.
Hamakani Vicky, how are you?
Doing good, thank you. I'd love to start with the tribal significance of the Buttes to Native Californians.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd also like to say I hear this this respect for history. And, you know, a lot of our tribal families still call the mountain the Marysville Buttes. My grandfather actually said, it's not polite to call it the Sutter Buttes. And my grandfather was a very, like your typical old stoic, very few words, old Indian guy. and for him to say that it wasn't polite to call it that, I think is a really beautiful way to preface this conversation. That leads us into, I think, more curiosity and question asking, like, why would that be? It's not necessarily, I guess for me, it gets it more away from John Sutter or Johann Suter as a person and a man and his character and this and that. You know, we are in 2024, we have different names all over the place, but historically the tribal names are completely gone. The tribal histories are not represented in our collective California history for the most part. These things are changing currently with the social and racial justice movements, environmental justice, where, you know, with wildfire, catastrophic wildfire, the tribes are being sought for their tribal ecological knowledge. And so we're in a different moment. But I think with my grandpa saying it's not polite to call it that, piques people's curiosity to know more. We have, our tribe was federally recognized until 1964 when we were terminated during the termination era. And we're seeking our federal recognition still today. It's a generational quest, I guess I should call it. But it's been up to us to raise our own visibility. Most people don't know Nisenan. We've been lumped under the term Maidu, which is not who we are as a people. And the tribes who live around the foot of that gorgeous, tiny, incredible mountain range, it's not just a place to go to recreate, to live, to gather food. It's not just hunting and gathering grounds. This is the center of our world of creation. All life comes from Estomianim, which is the Nisenan name for the mountain. All life comes from there. And when we die, our spirit goes back to the mountain where we go up in the little caps of the mountain. They look like roundhouses, which is our traditional roundhouse, sacred house, and dance house. We eat our first spirit food with our ancestors, and then we travel to the Milky Way. And so for us, this is hugely significant. And I can see in the long stretch of tribal history, over thousands of years of stability and being in one place. Some people might see that as boring, but you know, we've been in one place for a very long time. And that mountain is the creation place for us. And it's finally the moment where we're seeing some of the very derogatory place names being replaced on maps for all kinds of people in all kinds of moments. And it feels like an incredible movement that I feel is long overdue. And at the same time, sort of like the supervisor was saying, I do worry about losing that connection to the history. My mom had commented once about the hydraulic water cannons there's one in Nevada City. And people were saying, you know, get rid of that water cannon. It's a destruction for the environment. You can see the environmental scar from space that Malakoff Diggins is from hydraulic mining. And my mom said, we're not afraid of that water cannon. We survived worse. And while I feel that's the other extreme of this conversation, with narration, with an equal footing ground to tell multiple sides of a story, then there is no danger in that water cannon. There's no danger in using, you know, we have an entire county, Sutter County. We have all, like the supervisor was saying, businesses named Sutter County. And there shouldn't be a shame placed on modern people using a name. Most folks don't know. A lot of folks don't care what John Sutter's, you know, personal life was like. He was a very bad man. I understand now my grandpa saying it's impolite to call it that, that name. But beyond that, this mountain range that we still call Marysville Buttes, that the tribal oral history remembers as Estomianim, this is incredibly important to us. Of all the place names, I don't think we throw our flag out there very often and cause disputes or say, we want it this way or this. It took me, I was born and raised in Grass Valley. So it took me going to other tribal conferences where I could see other tribes and be in another state where there are native names all over the landscape from tribes that were settled and hundreds of years before we were out here. And yet we have no place names that reflect our existence here. And so, you know, and I think it's a community education thing where it isn't seen as a fight or a we want this and we want that and they this and they that. It's more of what my grandpa said, leading to educational moments, to true sharing of why this place. It doesn't change the shape of that mountain range. It doesn't change the mountain's history. We're all just drops in the ocean compared to the history that that mountain holds within itself. And I think as a community, and we are tight little backwards communities out here in the mountains where we live, we're definitely not LA city folk or San Francisco folk. Those of us who live in, you know, rural places in Nevada County, Yuba County, Sutter County. And these moments are important to us for our identity. But I think with saying it's impolite to call it that, and then having the moment to educate folks of the depth of connection with that place before we come and after we die, and its relevance in history, I think people would be more open to hearing and brainstorming. Well, if we did call it something else, what could that possibly be? And then looking at the areas that might harm or take away identity for Sutter residents or people who have Sutter in their business names or their schools, like really being careful to balance that there's no shame there, that this is a collective understanding that folks who are educated might say, wow, I understand why your grandpa said that. That it is very impolite to call your sacred place of creation by a name that we don't all love, you know. That was a very long answer to your question.
And it was well-rounded, too. I just want to thank you for sharing your perspective, Shelley. As always, you know, thank you for joining us on Insight.
Thank you so much.
Shelley Covert is the tribal spokesperson for the Nevada City Rancheria Nisenan Tribe, explaining the support behind changing the name of the Sutter Buttes. Still ahead, California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot just returned from COP16 and COP29 and explains how the state is pushing forward with its own climate action. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.